A new United Nations index published this week found that food prices around the world have risen sharply. The increase is being blamed on extreme global weather conditions. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization found heavy rain in Brazil, severe drought in the U.S., and production problems in Russia drove prices up by 6% last month. The rise has sparked fears of a repeat of the 2007-2008 food crisis, which hit some of the world's poorest people. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Abdulreza Abbasian, FAO senior economist.
Why are we seeing now a rise in food prices?
Well, you know, we've had quite an astonishing change in the weather over the course of last, I would say, a few weeks, especially from June until now, basically, and this is really the primary reason for the change in the prospects for this year's crops. We had originally expected very good crops, in fact, record, especially for corn, but we are now far from that. As a matter of fact, we may end up with a situation where this year's crop could be even lower than last year. This is definitely the case in the United States, which is the main area of concern at this stage.
Does it look as if we'll see a repeat of the, many people will remember Haiti in 2007-2008, does it look as if we'll see a repeat of that food crisis?
Well, you know, every time that we have a sudden surge in prices, it comes with its own sort of problems that don't have to be exactly the same, and hopefully this time will not be as bad as we had in 2007 and 2008. But, you know, whenever prices go up as rapidly as they have done also this time, and it concerns the important crops such as corn, rice, or wheat, there is always, you have to always be very careful, because the transmission of these high prices in the international markets to the domestic markets, especially in vulnerable countries, always puts those countries at risk. And, you know, anything really can happen if prices rise sharply, since those people usually spend most of their income on such basic food as, you know, bread or rice. So this time around also, we have a sudden surge. It's an important one. Fortunately, it's not started with rice or wheat, which are more important than corn, but that does not mean that we should undermine its importance and significance.
You talked about their vulnerable countries. It does seem to hit vulnerable countries, doesn't it?
Well, it just happens that those countries are also among the major locations where food gets imported to. So they are poor. They have to pay for this higher price commodities in the world market. And on top of it, you know, over the last few months, we've had a strengthening of the U.S. dollar against most currencies, which means even if these prices did not go up, they had to pay more. Now, if their export earnings allow them to earn more money and therefore buy this food from the world market at higher prices, then things could be okay. But if that is not the case, and that they only having a balance of payment issue there, in the sense that they're not really earning more and yet they have to pay more for import bill, most of that cost will eventually end up with the consumers. And consumers in these countries are certainly much poorer than countries, you know, in the developed regions of the world. And this is where the risks usually starts to cause instability in many locations.
Finally, just looking at FAO and how it measures the index.
Yes.
Looking at that and looking at how, looking in the future, is it fair to say that it could continue, or is it better not to make that kind of assessment?
Yeah, you know, you're perfectly right. I think it is not really, this index looks at the past, looks at what happened in July. It doesn't really tell us much about what's going to happen in the coming weeks or months. Having said that, we had 3 months of a decline in that index, and that plus the fact that we were expecting good crops meant that all expectations were pointing to further relaxing of prices or easing of prices over the course of 2012-13. What the surge in July really underlines is that there has been definitely an upturn in prices, a sudden one, which could be either a beginning of, again, another set of price rises, or even if that is not the case, given the current prospects, most likely prices are going to remain at these high levels for some time. And this in itself is a concern because, as I said, we were expecting prices to ease, and obviously with the current situation and the damage that is basically, I don't think there is much we can be done at this stage, even if we get rain on the corn in the U.S., the damage that has been done is going to probably provide support to prices for still many months to come.